Now,
the rest of the story. I wonder if you'd remember a television show called New Faces. Each week, amateur performers of all kinds would be invited on the program. Panel of celebrities would criticize their performances. It was kind of like the Gong Show, only worse. The judges were more rude. Everything was, well, it was more humiliating all around. Before its run was done, New Faces produced hundreds of entirely forgettable episodes. But one unforgettable one. For that week, there wandered in from nowhere a self-described tap-dancing blindfolded knife thrower. A tap-dancing blindfolded knife thrower. The show's talent coordinators booked him instantly, knowing that his act would be just the sort of thing that the celebrity guests would love to make fun of. What the New Faces producers did not know was that this amateur they had engaged had no intention of throwing knives while tap dancing blindfolded. What he planned to do instead is, well, that's the rest of the story. He was a construction worker, a high school dropout, who shared a dingy row house near the railroad tracks with his wife and three children. For a while, he'd tried boxing as a means of battling his way out of poverty. But the last beating he took in the ring convinced him that there were some things worse than being poor. After a series of blue-collar jobs, he settled on high steel work. His outside recreation began and ended at the local taverns, and that was pretty much his life. Until the day he and his co-workers began talking about that television show, New Faces, and how cruelly the amateur performers were always treated, and how somebody ought to go on that program and teach those guys a lesson. Well, for some reason, long forgot, this one former boxer construction worker was nominated by his buddies. Think up something silly, they said, that'll get you on the show. Then out there in front of the cameras and let them have it. His friends added, "We dare you." Well, he took them up on their dare. And that's how he invented this tap-dancing blindfolded knife thrower. And sure enough, he was invited to appear on the show. And sure enough, he did. But instead of tap-dancing, which he could not have done, instead of throwing knives, which he had never done, the construction worker let loose with a barrage of malicious mimicry. He just started out making fun of the astonished celebrity judges, making fun of them, with a parody of each, the various mannerisms, their own weaknesses as performers. He was really letting them have it. And after what seemed to producers like forever, the construction worker terminated his withering attack and then walked off as calmly as he had walked on his show business debut and swan song the same night, he figured. But not if the television viewers could help it. They lit up the station switchboard like a Broadway marquee. Whoever was that brilliantly devastating fellow, they wanted to know. So he was invited back, and his audiences worldwide now have not stopped hollering for more. His most recent encore, the sequel to his first motion picture, shattered box office records worldwide, utterly trampled its competition. And now you know how it all began, with a high steel construction worker named Paul Hogan, who gave a panel of Australian celebrities a taste of their own venom. Of course, you know Paul as Crocodile Dundee. And now you know the rest of the story.